From jet engines to space rockets, telephones to computers, the world has seen spectacular change in the last 100 years, and the pace of progress is getting faster and faster. From electric cars to the metaverse, drone deliveries to climate solutions and genetic sequencing, we're investing in the companies that are not just changing the world today, but are also shaping the future. The Scottish Mortgage Investment Trust, managed by Baillie Gifford. Invest in progress. Capital at risk.
Hi everyone, I'm joined by Jenny Davison, Proposition Director at Quilter. Welcome, Jenny.
Thank you.
So tell me a bit about your career, I guess before Quilter and, you know.
Now. Yeah, I mean, it's over 30 years.
Yeah.
Just over 30 years in financial services, a variety of roles, variety of companies. Yeah. I think probably if we think about the last 10 years, I joined Quilter in June 22 as Proposition Director. Prior to that was Aberdeen and Standard Life and its platform focus and investments. And really it's about, my role was around strategy, you know, propositional design, how you deliver that and actually the messaging into market. So real focus in terms of those kind of disciplines. You know, if I think back over the last 10 years, it's been full of innovation. You know, our platform market has really evolved. Mm. It's evolved through innovation, but also through regulatory change, and primarily probably driven by customer. Mm. You know, as an industry, we want to do the right thing by the customer. Mm. So I'm really privileged to be working in this industry, mm. and I think you know it's a huge opportunity and a growth area for all of us.
You bring up regulation, and yeah, there have been. I mean, you know, advisors give out about regulation all the time. I wonder, what do you think about, has it gone too far, or do you think generally that regulation is a good thing?
Regulation is a good thing because they're to really, it's customer interests, you know, yeah. You know, consumer duty is a good thing for the industry, but for primarily like Quilter, we were doing that already. Mm. You know, good outcomes, thinking about the voice of the customer, working with advisors, it's what we do, it's in our kind of DNA, I would say. So when I joined, you know, it was really obvious that the customer was at heart of everything you do. And across the industry, you see examples of that. I think regulation is demanding on firms because you have to implement it. So that means technology changes and also demanding on advisors. And it's how providers actually guide how they interpret those regulations and then guide and help execute them for advisors and to the customer as well. Mm. That's kind of paramount.
Yeah. Talk to me about Quilter's platform business. We'll talk about, I guess, the increased changes that platforms have to make, LTA, budget changes later. But, I mean, I suppose more generally, talk to me about how the platform proposition has evolved. I know you haven't been there for long.
No.
What is it like? Maybe 2 years?
Two years. It's quite a long time.
I mean,
time.
A lot has happened in that time.
Yeah, it really has. So, yeah, obviously, I was fortunate enough to come in. You know, the platform had been through replatforming, so effectively it was on a stable base. Mm. And for me, it's about continual improvement. So how can we work, understand the needs of advisors and understand the needs of customers? We set up customer and advisor panels. Mm. We gather that insight and intelligence. We think about the market and the needs. And then what we've done is a program of continual improvement to continually developing the proposition. So we undertook a reprice. So we looked at the efficiency we had created in the platform. We repriced the platform last year.
Yeah.
That was about, you know, about 15% reduction for new and existing customers.
Right.
We introduced faster payments. We introduced things like the cash hub. So you can see those sort of incremental developments. And then we obviously have quite large developments that we've continually actually basically made the evolution of the platform and the proposition, and wrapped around that is really exceptional service as well.
I got it. But I suppose for the platform, is there any tools that are maybe harder to implement? I know, for example, I think platforms are getting more interested in offering fractional shares, things like that. Is there anything that you have your eye on, I suppose, to get on Quilter's platform?
Yeah, I mean, part of the strategy work in proposition is really trying to think about not just what you need in the short term, but actually what the next 3 or 5 years and the innovation and evolution that you need. And so you've got a whole array of that. And also thinking really paramount to that is the customer. So really understanding what the customer needs are and how those needs and the different demographics as well, customer base, how those life stages will actually change. And things like the budget, as you mentioned, will have an impact on that around tax efficiency. So really, you know, what we're looking at in terms of proposition is really all those different factors and then effectively building what the advisors need in terms of powering up their business, creating that efficiency, but also really fundamentally is around the customer.
Do you get any feedback from advisors? What do they want? What's their biggest want on a platform?
They want it to work. I mean, that's really paramount. They want it to work. And I think we've been really the benefactor of that. You know, we've got an exceptional proposition. We've got, you know, incredible service, you know, credible people that actually work within Quilter. And we've got real technical depth and expertise. And that has, we've been the benefactor as a consequence of that. You know, you can see the assets and the flow.
You mentioned before the replatforming to FNZ. Before that, Quilter was using IFTS, which is now owned by SS&C. Is it fair to say, and I think the Quilter replatforming went well, but I know you weren't there.
Can't take the credit for any of that. But you're right. I think it's an industry. I think we all acknowledged it. So obviously I was at a different company looking in, and I think the industry all acknowledged that Quilter's done it really well.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there are replatforming. I mean, it's across the board that they can go wrong, let's say. You know, there have been cases where platforms have had to build themselves up again, and now they're sort of, you know, Aviva is another example of a replatforming. But without asking you for specifics on that, I mean, more generally, is that just something that the industry has to take to upgrade and improve the platform? It's just something that has to happen.
Yeah, I think, well, I think we should never underestimate how complex replatforming is. You know, the complexity, it's not just the technical, the architecture, it's the processes, it's the workflows, it's the interactions with the advisors, how do you prepare the advisors for that, it's the codes, the lines of actual customer data, it's thousands and thousands of data points, it's the accuracy, the integrity of that data, and making sure it's securely transferred. Onto another, you know, platform infrastructure. It's a mammoth task, so you can never underestimate the complexity of that. And then obviously once you get there, it's the experience. It's different. So it's training, it's guidance, it's education for the advisors, your internal staff, and actually customers as well. So it's, you know, it's huge. Those that have done it well, you know, that creates an increased efficiency, that gives us more, you know, enhanced capabilities. It improves the user experience, you know. So there's benefits when you get to the end destination. It's how you get there, and then what you do with it thereafter. You know, and Quilter has been the benefactor of that because, you know, since we've got to that kind of point, we have literally continued to develop and work with advisors to really, you know, further enhance the platform.
What is, for someone in the platform industry, and we write a lot. I mean, you know. I've been here for a year. I've written about replatforming. We've written extensively about it at CityWire. But I suppose, what's the take from someone in the platform world? I mean, do you think it's a little bit unfair, the, I guess, replatforming coverage, you know, the things that can go wrong? I mean, what's your take on it?
Yeah, I think it's down to, I think we've got to, I think there's valid concerns. So I think people are raising really valid issues. And I think it's how you deal with it. You know, humility is a really important point. So it's, you know, recognising when things don't go wrong, you actually look to redress it. And it's how you deal with those moments, I think, that stands you out.
Quilter regularly reaches the top spot for gross sales, net sales. Your CEO, Stephen Levin, said this is down to advisors bringing larger books of assets and bringing client assets onto the Quilter platform that weren't previously there. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, I mean, he's right. So, you know, we're hugely proud of the, you know, the flow that we've seen coming into the platform. And it really is about advisors. You know, advisors look at the proposition. They look at the overall the way the proposition works for their clients, for their business. They look at the services and the experience they can wrap around it, and how do they enhance their client relationship as well. We have been the benefactor of, you know, really clearly, you know, that continual development programme is really meeting their needs. We're able to evidence that, you know, evidence that our promise to them. And therefore, what they're doing is they're bringing their books of assets to us as a consequence of that.
Mm. Where are the assets coming from, do you reckon?
They're coming from other platforms. So we are benefactors of that. And there's money coming from outside the platform. You know, there's still a lot of money sitting off platform.
Yeah.
That money will come on platform at some point. And if you look at, you know, some of the projections of growth, the platform industry is healthy, it's competitive, and it's going to continue to grow.
Yeah. Levin also, Stephen Levin, also said that there'll be more investment in technology across Quilter. Does that include the platform? And if so, what's going to happen there?
Yeah, it does to a certain degree. We obviously announced our acquisition in Newwealth. Yeah. That was about digital capabilities. So now what we're doing is really trying to understand what we're going to do in terms of that. So thinking through things around the advisor. So how do we support the advisor with their broadening client base?
Yeah.
So thinking about, you know, guidance and support and education, then linking that into advice, guidance, boundary review. So what does that mean for us? And obviously every other provider, the regulator has a focus on us around, you know, providers looking at innovation and the advice gap and our role within that, being the voice of the customer. And then obviously we are looking at it from a workplace perspective, you know, through you know, financial or Quilter financial advisors.
Yeah.
We already have a workplace advice proposition with Affinity Advice Partners.
Yeah.
So it's just how we broaden that all out and thinking through just the strategy in terms of all of that and bringing that together.
So with Newwealth, so it's not really seen as a D2C proposition. That's not Quilter getting into the D2C world, is it?
It's about utilising that and its capabilities to really effectively meet the needs of or for current core. Yeah.
So you don't see, you know, I guess, the success of Hargreaves, Lansdowne and AJ Bell, and Quilter doesn't want to sort of wet its beak.
I think, you know, I think what's really interesting is that's the point, isn't it? The industry is competitive and healthy. And we obviously serve different customer cohorts and advisors. So for us, you know, Newwealth was about digital capabilities and utilising that. And as I've mentioned, you know, thinking through the advisors, thinking through regulation and obviously enhancing what we do already with workplace. Mm.
That's on Seckle technology, isn't
it? It is.
Newwealth, So there was research last week from Parmenion that said 95% of advisors have had to apologise to clients because of poor service. I know you say the service at Quilter is top notch.
It just received a number of awards on that basis as well.
Congrats, we've done by the
really
way.
Yeah, and it really is. It's testament to that team.
Yeah. How big is the team? Talk to me about service. What's that look like in Quilter?
You know, service. You know, our service. Is Southampton. You know, huge team.
Yeah.
And they're absolutely dedicated. You know, paramount to them is effectively ensuring a good outcome. So service is effectively, you know, part of the proposition. It's key to us. And I think, you know, the fact we've been recognised in the awards is testament to the work that's done in that area.
Do you know what kind of wait times there are on the phone? Because we hear of platforms. I guess with budget changes, actually, you know, I suppose, you know, there's a lot of things going on. LTA changes. We've talked about this before. LTA changes, all the budget changes. You know, I suppose people taking tax-free cash maybe comes into it a tiny bit. All the platforms have different rules on cool-off periods, etc. But it seems like maybe that's causing a bit of a resource issue in service teams. I mean, we wrote about a platform that I think it was a 2-hour wait to get on the phone. Obviously, that wasn't Quilter. But
no.
Talk to me about that pressure on teams and how do you kind of navigate it?
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned there about budget and, you know, lifetime allowance changes. Mm. You know, I think what we do well is we do well the interpretation. We've got really high, strong capabilities and technical expertise. So people who can actually sit with the rules, the regulations, they, you know, anything comes through from, you know, the budget, from a legislative perspective, and they can actually interpret that and work with the industry to really understand what that means for our business, but also more broadly, how it will change the advisor processes, their financial planning, their engagement with the customer, and actually the customer in terms of things like tax efficiency. Mm. So that's kind of, I think that's really important. When you think about service, we've got technical expertise,
yeah,
who is there to effectively take a lot of that hard work away,
yeah,
and become trusted by advisors to really navigate them through the change.
Yeah.
And that is really important. And we've, yeah, been really successful at that this year. We've been able to demonstrate that time and time again.
Mm.
Then you actually have core service. So if something isn't right or you need help, we've got help desk and we've, yeah, got, you know, the support from a telephony, and the, you know, the services that we wrap around that. And again, that's really important,
mm,
because, as you say, when things don't go right, you need guidance sometimes, or you need to speak to someone. We're there to help you navigate that.
Yeah.
It's disappointing because if one fails, it sometimes it tarnishes the industry, and there's a lot of good work going on in the industry to improve service,
yeah,
and the standards.
Yeah.
So it's unfortunate that we, again, back to your point before, you hear about one and then you think that is a ripple,
yeah,
across the industry.
Yeah.
There's a lot of really good work being done across the industry, looking at things like transfers as well.
Yeah.
You know, that's a point of discussion around, you know, a lot of us in the platform. And the problem with transfers is we do a lot of work, you know,
yeah,
within Quilter. We do a lot of work, you know, trying to work with other providers and asset managers to try and improve that. We do digital transfers.
Mm. Yeah, it's all of it's every bit of it.
Yeah, we try, you know, as much as possible. The problem is that what you've got to remind yourself is we're the platform, we work with other platforms, then we work with asset managers, and there'll,
yeah,
be multiples in that chain.
Yeah.
One doesn't do it right, the chain and the timescales chain, you know, has an impact. You know, some still require wet signatures, some still want to fax.
Yeah.
That all impacts time, and that's a customer outcome.
What do you think should happen there? Because, you know, I guess, more regulation, do we need more regulation on this? I don't know. What are your thoughts? I mean, surely these rules have been, you know, we have STAR, we have Argo,
you're right,
we have, you know, the STAR, I don't know if you can put the, we've, what is it, Argo, and there's TEX and STAR initiative. And transfers are still going very slow. Sometimes you hear mad,
you hear all these different timescales. And you're right, as an industry, we must do better. I think,
yeah,
that's the point, isn't it? The industry has to do better.
But do you think, you know, I don't know, how does it do better?
Well, I think things like, you know, TISA is trying to, you know, yeah, you know, keep the focus on this. And I think the new platform association, I think given its membership, I think we could effectively start, you know, sort of saying this is the best practice. You know, when you look at consumer duty and customer outcomes,
yeah,
you can't really stand behind it if you're not trying to do everything within your power to,
yeah,
actually reduce the times. And I think that's going to be more of a focus into next year.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so at the Landcat conference, you were there, I was there.
Yeah.
There was a guy, he was amazing. He kept bringing up these brilliant points. But I think it was at the last panel of the day, they were talking about advisors and technology. And he was talking about there's all this pressure on advisors to put, you know, implement all these this technology into the firms, but you made the point that providers don't have the same, they're not doing it maybe quick enough, and I suppose they're not so technologically capable to do certain things. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I think we've got to really recognise those concerns as an industry. I also think we're fortunate in Quilter is we actually have an advice in-house, and so we understand how to run an advice business, and potentially as a consequence of that, what technology you need to sort of increase efficiency and what tooling is required for the, you know, an advisor, and also, you know, what you need to service customers. So we have that kind of insight that we can bring into propositional design for the platform.
Mm.
We have to recognise those concerns. We need to work with advisors. We need to understand what advisors actually need, how we're going to power up their business, create efficiency, reduce friction. And sometimes it's actually, you know, technology has to be robust. It has to be scalable.
Mm.
People need to understand how to use it. They need to understand how to create an optimised, you know, tooling sets. It has to be intuitive. So I think as platforms, we need to do better at working with advisors. You know, we've created advisor panels and customer panels to really gather that intelligence and actually work with them. And sometimes it's actually about trying to reduce friction in current journeys. So it's not about actually deploying new technology. It's actually looking at what you have and thinking through, can we do slightly better?
Yeah.
So, you know, things like faster payments will help the experience, you know, increasing withdrawals to 75,000, they all increase and actually help the advisor give a better service and a better outcome for the customer. So I think, yeah, we need to recognise those concerns and work with the advisors.
I guess going back to transfers, do you have a transfer in team and a transfer out team? How does it work at Quilter? Maybe you don't know this, but transfer in tends to be bigger than transfer out. right? Is that generally accepted in the platform world?
Yeah, I think the point is, I think what it is though, we need to think just about the customer.
Yeah.
So there is, if the money's coming to us or the money's going away from us, there is a customer outcome and we need to deliver against that. And well, as an industry, we need to work together to make that more frictionless.
Because I guess, well, it's different, isn't it? Because D2C, the customer is likely to come back, but with platforms, not so much. Or do you know what I mean? So advisors might not use that platform again if they have a terrible time transferring out assets away.
Well, you're
from
right. And people, yeah, you're right. And I think you've got to remember that it's the experience, isn't it? Again, it comes back to it. And, you know, if you've got to, I think the other point is we continually look to develop the platform. Mm. We're continually, you know, looking at our service.
Yep.
And, you know, when advisors are working with us or looking at us, it's the promise we've made to them. And it's about maintaining that. Yep. And that's really fundamentally, our focus is on that.
Yeah. For the year ended the 30th of September 2024, the advised platform saw net flows of 2.2 billion, inflows of 6.5 billion, and total outflows of 4.3 billion, but that includes the affluent section. Mm. Does that seem like a lot of outflows? And what do you attribute that to?
Yeah, I think what's really important is we've had really strong flows. I think we need to remind ourselves really strong flows. And also remind yourself, what is the purpose of a platform?
Yeah.
So we're there to help you save and accumulate your wealth. And at some point, you're going to have to take withdrawals and you're going to have to accept there's going to be income. You know, people are in a pension, they're going to have an income that we have to pay out. And we do that, you know, we and other platforms do that really well. So it's natural because of your customer base to see an outflow.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder, and this isn't just for Quilter, but I suppose platforms across the board, consolidation. So I guess all platforms are seeing higher outflows. How much of that can you sort of say is PE-backed consolidation at play?
Yeah, it's an interesting point. So, I mean, it's recognised it's a dynamic in the platform market.
Yeah.
So you've got advisors consolidating, and we've seen, you know, we've been the benefactor, we've seen assets move to us, so that, you know, new flow assets are, you know, recommending to move assets onto our platform. You've also got customers who, with, you know, through advice, are actually looking at consolidating their pensions. So that's kind of two examples of the dynamics that you see in the market around consolidation. I think it fundamentally, what we're going to see is just that that may continue. We've seen a slight slowing off of that, I think. But the market is healthy, it's competitive, and there's a huge growth opportunity. So those dynamics are in play, and I think it's how we respond as platforms to that. I think it's how we remind, I think that reminding, we've got to basically there to serve the advisor and the customer and really think about that continual development programme.
Lovely. Jenny, thank you.
Thank you very much.
From jet engines to space rockets, telephones to computers, the world has seen spectacular change in the last 100 years, and the pace of progress is getting faster and faster. From electric cars to the metaverse, drone deliveries to climate solutions and genetic sequencing, we're investing in the companies that are not just changing the world today, but are also shaping the future. The Scottish Mortgage Investment Trust, managed by Baillie Gifford. Invest in progress. Capital at risk.